What's the difference between being driven and being abrasive? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today I want to talk about when being driven becomes abrasive and the problems that it can cause, plus how you can avoid moving into that area in the first place. Chances are you've met people who are very ambitious, and you might be one of them. And in striving for your goals for a while, it leads tremendously to your success and progress. But if you end up crossing over from being passionate and driven to being abrasive, almost think about that abrasive for the abrasiveness even in the word, where you get this grit in your relationships and it prevents people from wanting to help you succeed. So I've got a few warning signs for you to be aware of that could be a sign that you're moving from being driven to being abrasive and how to prevent that from happening in the first place. So tip number one is ceiling of complexity. Now, ceiling of complexity just says that as you make progress in your career and you take on more and more responsibility and you're getting kudos for all the success that you've had, you will eventually hit this ceiling of complexity. You'll hit this point where no longer you're making the kinds of gains and wins that you were used to earlier in your career. And sometimes that causes people to become more abrasive because they're frustrated by not making the kind of gains that they would hope to make. Now, one of the antidotes to that, to solve that problem, is to realize that you can always reach out to the team and ask for help. Now, if you move from me to we, especially if you've been a high achiever, that might not feel natural, but many of you know that you can get great results when you get a team behind you generating those results. And that team can help you crash through the ceiling of complexity so that you can get on to the next level of your career growth. Number two is watch out for disrespectful communication. Many people are labeled as abrasive because they come off as being too abrupt, or they actually make demeaning comments or even eye rolls to show their displeasure with their team. Well, once the team starts to feel that you don't respect them and that you're not treating them with respect, they're probably not going to go out of their way to help you be successful. And if it goes too far, they may even work actively against you achieving your results. I've seen many good leaders who end up disrespecting their team, and their team actually ends up forcing the leader out. And so that's not what we want for you. We want you to stay in place. So if you tend to be more abrupt in your communication style, make sure that you take the time to explain yourself and do it in a way that's not so clipped and abrupt and abrasive. And then you'll probably get your team on board and they'll appreciate you respecting them. Number three is watch out for setting impossible targets. Now, there's the concept of stretch goals, which most of us are aware of, which is just try to stretch the goal that'll stretch you and your team to achieve more. The problem can be when you set the target so high that it's impossible for you, because that causes, again, you to be frustrated. It also makes your team think that there's no way we can win in this situation. So that is often seen as a leader who's been abrasive because they're pushing the team beyond what the team thinks is possible. Now, how do you do that? Well, you could focus on the gains and not just the gaps. And all I mean by that is there's a difference between where your team is performing now and where you'd like them to perform. That could be a gap, but why not help your team focus on the gains that they've made so that they feel like you're a cheerleader for them, that they can continue to make those gains into the future and maybe even achieve more than they ever thought was possible. So use positive encouragement to attain the growth instead of negative criticism, and you'll be seen as less abrasive. So once you work on becoming more constructive and less abrasive as a leader, you can maintain that drive that has contributed to your success. You might want to build some of your other leadership skills. And of course, that's where we come in. We have our established frontline leadership program and many other topics in our library. And of course, you can have us come on site to deliver those workshops, or more common these days is to have us in using our virtual training studio, where we can come through the power of Zoom and the internet and save everyone a lot of time and energy and break the training into smaller pieces. No matter how you want us to develop your leadership skills for you and your team, it all starts with a conversation, and that can be done at uniquedevelopment.com. At Unique Development, you'll also see that you can reach out to us through our many social media channels. I especially want you to check out our LinkedIn page and connect with me on LinkedIn, because I want to be with like-minded people who are focused on becoming constructive leaders and building constructive workplaces.